WZGS. Happy Monday. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Skip Weber is here. Every Monday we get together and we do the Sweet 16 or some other little fun activity like that. Brought to you by Weber Chevy, Weber Ford. We're all Weber people here. We all drive Webers, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe so.
All but one. Oh, there he is.
I drive a Weber.
He does.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That from
very nice.
He does, yes.
I take it back.
Chevrolet Equinox.
Okay.
License plate number.
So Skip just brought up the chair company with Tim Robinson. And for those of you out there who know Tim Robinson, and I think you should leave, I will say that that sketch show is the very center of my comedy universe. That is, I think it's the funniest thing ever. I love it. It's cringy, but I love it. The chair company has been too much.
Yeah. I don't know the other show you just talked about. I don't
know haven't seen the sketch show?
No.
Netflix, I think you should leave.
I think you should. Okay. The chair company just
brutal.
Freaks me out, and I cannot look away. I wish they were 2 hours long. I mean, they're 30-minute episodes, and they're just chaos, and everything's funny, and you're getting nothing resolved. It just keeps getting worse, and nothing gets explained. It's just the ridiculous things, and I can't take it, and I can't get enough of it.
The next time you're sitting down to watch something, watch I Think You Should Leave. It's the same sensibilities, little less dramatic, you know, just sketch comedy, but it's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Expressions, I mean, all the different people they've, the genius casting.
Yes.
The different people they've brought in there. And it's, just, oh man, and you don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah. They're just, it's so dangerous. There's just no rules. Yeah. There's also a movie. What's the name of the movie, Andrew?
Friendship.
With Paul Rudd,
okay,
which is very similar. I couldn't make it through that either. So, okay, I'm going to do the Sweet 16. I like this, and we've done this in years past, but to me, this is the biggest catch-all we do, but I really, really like it because of the matchups you can get, and this is just the Sweet 16 of the best fictional character of all time. It can be from classic literature. It can be from cartoons. It can be from television, movies, whatever. Just a made-up character. Who are the most iconic ones? You like this one?
Yes and no. It's cool because it's fun. Like you said, the matchups will be. But the first thing that happens to me is, I read a lot. I've read so many, what I say, books that I love. Okay, so I think I could come up with 10 characters that I think are amazing that you guys wouldn't know and 1% of the listeners would know. I mean, because it's not a weird, but it's just like a science fiction or a fantasy book or something like that. Just, oh, this character is great. And nobody heard of it. It was a terrible thing. So I can't lose that. So so it's pretty good. To be so unspecific makes it a little bit harder, not easier for me.
Ah, that's just what I like about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll give you my first one.
Okay.
Darth Vader.
Boom.
Okay.
Took my number one draft pick.
Not, everybody says, well, he's the villain. Yeah, well, he is, but get rid of the recent horrible movies, okay? The first six is his story.
Pretty much.
You don't really realize that when you watch the first one, watch four or five even, but it is his young kid, could be, you know, tries to do right, tries to save the universe, falls into it and helps enslave the universe, and at the very end redeems himself.
And
long story arc, all about him.
Granted, I was a kid when I saw the first movie, but I can't remember before or since ever seeing a character on screen that I couldn't take my eyes off.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Empire Strikes Back. Him in that right there. If that was the only movie, he'd still be my number one pick. He's so larger than life and just cool, even though he's bad. And then you find out why he's bad. So, okay, that's cool. It makes it even better. And I wish he hadn't done this, and then he'd be this great hero instead of, I mean, I think it's cool. Very, very cool. Like I said, story arc over six movies. It's just great.
Andrew?
SpongeBob? No, I'm kidding.
I'll say, hey, it's on the SpongeBob. Today.
No, I don't think he's. I don't think he's so. I don't think he's so great. He has no arc. He has no. He has no. He's one dimensional.
Okay.
He's happy, and we're happy for him. But he's one dimensional. No, Sherlock Holmes. We'll just get that one.
Yeah. That's
a good one.
That's a good one.
Have you ever read those books?
No, I've only seen the movies.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
They're very,
very easy to find, like, a collection that has all of them for, like, $8. Highly recommend.
Yeah. Agreed.
Wheels. A lot of fun.
007. James Bond.
Going right down my list. I thought we'd all have very different ones.
And we may get there.
Yeah, I think my next ones are going to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has anyone read Pride and Prejudice?
Yep.
Yes.
Elizabeth Bennet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just kind of a trailblazer as far as characters go, as far as, I don't know, Jane Austen, such an interesting person. A lot of people speculate that character is closely intertwined with her and her experiences.
You know, my very favorite treatment of that story, and I'm not making a joke, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Yeah.
It's really good. Really interesting. Yeah. I will go with Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, I like that one. There you go.
That's a good one.
You know what? I was driving home from somewhere the other day, and I was listening to... It was either us or NPR, and that sounds kind of goofy, but it could have been either one because it was over the holidays. And they were doing a dramatic reading of The Christmas Carol. Now, I've seen all the treatments, but I've never read the book, like most things.
Yeah.
And just the language, it was just so much better than any of the television or movies I've seen.
There's a few of the movie versions that are fairly faithful. But most of you get into, let's do the Muppets version and whatever. And they're not bad, but I mean, it's just same journey as Darth Vader.
Yeah, very similar.
Starts out good and goes south. And
the hero story.
Yeah.
Back to Skip.
I'm going to go with Jack Ryan.
That's a good one.
This is really good.
Which one's your favorite? Or are you just talking about the book version?
I'm talking about the book version. Okay. I think by far the one... The actor that does the best version of the book is Harrison Ford, followed by John Krasinski.
He did a good job. That show was good.
I really like the early stuff, but that's kind of. But I mean, even in the later books, when the main focus is on his son and his son's cousins or whatever, his presence is still good. And just a lot of stuff happened to him. Pretty cool character.
Andrew,
Samwise Gamgee.
Good.
He's the good
Steadfast.
One. Yeah.
That's
what fast. None of that stuff could have gotten done without him.
Yep. He's the best friend everyone needs.
He's the emotional core of the story. I've even entertained some of those essays that are like, here's why Sam is actually the main character of Lord of the Rings. And I think the argument can be made.
All right.
Good times.
Wheels.
Dracula.
I like it.
You talk about inspiring a whole century of horror tales and spinoffs, and that is the central core of all the vampire stories is Dracula.
I like Jon Snow.
Ooh, that's a good one too.
Probably my favorite television character ever.
Why him versus some of the others in the Game of Thrones?
They're all evil.
I mean, the thing about John is it did. I mean, he had some missteps, obviously, but it just felt like he was always trying to do the right thing. Despite his lot in life, it would have been really easy to be bitter.
Well, he could have also just settled in and been like, I'm good with being the big man on campus. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he could have just settled and said, all right, well, me and Danny are going to run things.
He was in my show prep today, Kit Harington, because I guess there's a big movement by Game of Thrones fans to reshoot the final season and have it end different, and which isn't going to happen, obviously. Mm-hmm. But Kit was the only one who was like, y'all need to shut up.
Oh, good for
man.
Him.
Good
seriously.
Man. Get over it.
I know. It's like, guys, it's going to be okay. Sometimes life's a little disappointing.
Well, I think people are worried, though. I'm slightly in the camp of that. I wouldn't want to do that because it's kind of a dumb idea, period. But... the last season is the one that Martin had the least amount of.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't written those books yet, and that's not how he had the books in his head. And he still says he's going to write the books, so you're going to have them deviate, and you're going to have the books be different than the show. So that would be the only reason why I'd even give him one thing in the plus column to do something like that.
I mean, it wouldn't be crazy to... down the road after those books are out is someone else makes a movie
exactly.
about those books.
Here's alternate ending or whatever. Yeah.
pardon me, doing the Sweet 16 of the best fictional characters of all time. My turn?
Yes.
Michael Corleone.
There you go.
Could have gone a few different ways with that, but to me, he's the through line, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to Skip.
Robin Hood.
Ah.
There we go. You guys see the new one?
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Yeah, there's a new Russell Crowe, but it's kind of like Robin Hood's a little more of a bad guy.
Well, wait a minute. So Russell Crowe did one already.
Is it Russell Crowe?
No, it's...
it's Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
Hugh Jackman's playing... Say. He's playing a retired Robin Hood.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many good versions of it, and they all... I mean, I've read a bunch of them, and each time it's, you're thinking, well, this guy is the real legend.
Right,
but it just was... It was cobbled together back in the day, and so whoever people wanted to do different things, you know, whether it's like... the Disney version of it versus Kevin Costner versus, you know, and there's lots of different historical things that happened in that time period that can either become part of it. Like Russell Crowe's version had the Magna Carta with Prince John, who was actually King John, different than the Disney Prince John. I mean, it's just kind of cool. All of them, though, Robin Hood is a really cool character and, you know, sometimes not so law-abiding. But.
Right.
And not even the best character in the story. Friar Tuck. Remember how cool Friar Tuck was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Andrew.
Atticus Finch.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Many times voted the most admired movie character.
I mean, he's sort of the basis for all 21st century morality.
It's a big statement.
You could argue, yeah.
Wheels.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah, good one. These are good.
Yeah.
Rach.
Oh, man. I had Scarlett O'Hara from Gone with the Wind. Mm-hmm. Definitely not a perfect woman by any stretch of the imagination, but has an interesting storyline.
You know, we're big fans of her, so...
You've never seen Gone with the Wind,
Dave? Oh, yeah, I have. Yeah. It's like every 5 years thing for me.
Is it?
Yeah. Should have watched it while I was sick.
I should probably watch it.
You've never seen it?
No, I've seen it, but I saw it a long time ago.
Yeah, it holds up.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It does. It does.
Okay, I'm going to give you the choice of three. Homer, Hannibal, and Tony Soprano.
I had Homer, too.
Man.
I like Tony Soprano.
Yeah, I'd probably go Tony.
Skip's never seen it.
Oh, that's a good
I've
point.
Never seen it. That's all right, though.
Hannibal would be a good one, though. I'm that's a fascinating character.
Just one voice. That's all
right. Okay. You're the main voice. We'll go Hannibal.
All right.
Okay, so we need one more.
Skip.
I have a couple ones here, but what about Tarzan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One thing I liked is I noticed that nobody did superheroes, and I'm glad because that's just, I mean, it's all fiction, so you could have... superpowers.
Yeah. I almost thought I had Batman on my list.
But I almost did too for the same reason. There's a crime fighter, but he's really not a superhero.
Yeah.
Doesn't have any superpowers. Tarzan, same way. He has superhuman strength, but because of how he, you know, grew up and everything, it's just, once again, there's the original that Edgar Rice Burroughs wrote many books on. Really, really well. I mean, loved reading those. And then it's been offshoots with a bunch of different. Different interpretations. So it's been all of them pretty entertaining, I think.
What did you think of our Tarzan? Ronnie Lee.
Loved it.
Yeah.
I watched that as a kid before I read the books. And I had to have some unpacking of some of the things in there.
Yeah.
There's no cheetah that runs around.
He seemed like a businessman.
Exactly. Well, that's in the books. He becomes a very educated man. He speaks many languages and has all these holdings in England. But he'll return. And he has a big estate in which he walks around in fully clothed human clothes and does stuff. But when he needs to get down and dirty... Boom, he takes to the trees and he reconnects with apes and others and, you know, goes, they're pretty, pretty fun.
Welcome back, guys. DGS Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Sweet 16 of the best fictional characters of all time with no limitations. Darth Vader versus Jon Snow.
Ooh.
I got to vote against myself and go
Vader.
I thought that was a very good pick.
Darth Vader.
It's the complete story.
Sherlock Holmes versus Michael Corleone.
Michael.
Sherlock.
I'm going Sherlock.
I'm American. Corleone.
Is it to me?
I got a good. That's pretty deep. Deep character, Sherlock.
Yeah, even though Michael is mine, I think Sherlock has more stories. So I'm going to go Sherlock Holmes. James Bond versus Robin Hood.
Ooh.
Robin Hood.
The name's Bond.
Robin Hood.
Bond.
James Bond.
Is that a tie to me?
It is.
Yeah. Robin Hood, I guess.
Robin Hood. Elizabeth Bennet versus Atticus Finch.
Oh,
that's a good pairing.
Lizzie. Yeah, good couple.
Finchy.
Finch.
I got to go Finch.
Finch.
Okay, I guess I'm the only one who supports
it. Rage is wrong. Yeah, everybody's
that didn't come off great for us, did it?
Hated to do that, but
the one woman on the list,
just center of all American morality.
Which of these two have the penis? Oh, okay, I'm gonna go with that guy. Scrooge versus Indiana Jones.
Oh boy,
Scrooge.
Indy. I like Scrooge.
I'm gonna go Indy just because of the multiple stories about him.
Okay, moves on. Jack Ryan versus Scarlett O'Hara.
Scarlett.
Oh, there's another
Scarlett.
One. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Scarlett O'Hara, 100%.
Jack Ryan.
Where are we? Is it Jack?
I don't know. What is it?
It's Jack Ryan. Come on.
Scarlett O'Hara. She said Scarlett.
I think it's Scarlett.
Oh.
All right.
There you go.
I'm guilting everyone into getting my
text. Hey, whatever works. Whatever it takes.
I noticed how you... Conveniently, they're both your picks, but you might have said, oh, there's only one woman, and you voted against her. So we can surprise, here's another woman.
Samwise Gamgee versus Hannibal.
Oh,
Sam.
Yeah, I mean, if Hannibal had been along on that trek.
he wouldn't have gone very far.
Yeah, they wouldn't have gotten as far, probably. It wouldn't have made it all the way to Mount Doom.
I love this one. Dracula versus Tarzan.
Ooh, Dracula.
Dracula.
That's like a 1972 movie.
That could be a movie.
Yeah, it is.
That could be an Abbott and Costello.
That was Christopher
Dracula
Lee.
Dracula versus Tarzan.
Lee and Johnny Weissmuller.
Yeah. Dracula versus Tarzan.
Vlad. I'm going with Tarzan.
I'll go Dracula.
Dracula.
Track moves on. Okay, we will finish this out for you after the break.
Weber's World is brought to you by Weber Chevrolet and WeberChevrolet.com.
Welcome back, DGS 437, Sweet 16 of greatest fictional characters of all time. Down to the Elite Eight, Darth Vader versus Sherlock Holmes.
Ooh, Vader.
Darth.
Vader.
Yeah.
Is Darth like a title or is
it's
that
a Sith title? Yes, okay. Yes. Darth Plagueis.
Oh, that makes sense because there's a bunch of them. Yeah. I didn't know if it was like John. It was just like a common name.
No, it's like it's all of the Sith lords have a Darth to them,
like Lord
Darth Sidious is Lord the Emperor. Of it,
Who's the red faced guy?
That would be Darth Maul.
Darth Maul.
Did he
John
get
Maul
killed real quick?
About halfway through an episode.
Yeah. Not necessarily. Yeah.
But he's still alive.
It was a great battle, and he took down Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah, he's still alive, though. He didn't die until much later. Yeah.
But it did take two people to take him down.
Yeah.
Robin Hood versus Atticus Finch.
Hood.
Robin of the Hood.
It's a tie to you, Dave.
Oh, I'm going to go Hood. More of a Hood guy than a Finch guy. Finch is a little tall cotton for me. In the Indiana Jones versus Scarlett O'Hara.
Scarlett.
Who is a woman.
Mm-hmm. She's a gal.
You gotta go Indy.
I'm tempted to say Scarlett, except she was only in the one book. Indiana had multiple stories. I'll go Scarlett. What the heck?
Yay.
Scarlett. Yeah. Samwise Gamgee versus Dracula.
Sam.
I'm going Sam.
Track.
Good. Well, he settled it. It's three for Sam. I'll just split the vote. Half and half.
So Sam.
I had a hard time with it. Well, Sam wins, yes.
Okay. All right, there's your final four. What's going on at Weber? How's the new year starting?
It's going pretty good, man. We got a little bit down in inventory because they always stop production for the end of the year, you know. But a lot of stuff coming, so if we don't have exactly what you want, we can do what we've all learned how to do, put your name on something coming in. But our pre-owned inventory is quite large. acquiring more stuff, had a lot of trades. Anytime a good month, you get a lot of good, interesting pre-owned vehicles. So prices are fantastic. Once again, the reputation.com and dealerradio.com rates us as the best rated, you know, best as far as review, best reviewed Chevy dealer in many, many hundreds of miles. So a lot of stuff I think that we can brag about. And, you know, it's not me. I don't do any of that stuff anymore. It's my people that do it. So I can brag about them all I want without feeling guilty. Yeah, they're the best, I think. So just check our website out, and I think you'll be happy with the price. You'll be happy with the way you're treated. That is a no doubt. So give us a shot.
I love my new Jeep, the new used one I bought from you. Do you have it in your head? Do you have any idea what it looks like?
Mm-hmm.
It's friggin' ridiculous. It's the biggest douchebag Jeep ever. I would never have bought a white Jeep, jacked it up, and put red wheels on it. But damn it, when
it's
I saw it.
Pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet.
As soon as I saw it, I'm like, I'm going to buy this thing.
Dave's like, I wouldn't put it together that way, but I'll drive it.
I know I'm going to buy this
thing. That thing is awesome, dude. You see it in the parking lot, you're just like, yep, that's cool.
People comment every time I get out of it. Like, it shows. Yeah.
Plus, you can off-road anytime you need to.
I know, I'm too big a puss.
I'm not saying you're gonna, but I mean, if you needed to.
No, if you need to.
There's no curb that's gonna hold you back.
You can drive it up the arch.
Ain't no curb holding that thing baggage. I can see ya.
Yeah, it's got shock absorbers, big ones.
Yep.
Like mag wheels. Boom. Remember mag wheels?
Oh, yeah.
What a big deal that was.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny about that transaction? Remember when you said, oh, my Jeep's messed up, blah, blah, blah. Got total, I think, was whatever it was.
Yeah.
I go, well, let's look what we got. I mean, all of my stores had a bunch. Yeah. We have taken in a bunch of Jeep trades where other places were acquiring. I mean, Jeep's been a very, very popular brand. It's really good. So it's one of our more popular pre-owned. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot to choose from.
Yeah, Brent called me right after I bought that one. He had another one.
Any location and choose from several. So that's cool. We sell a lot of them. They're good stuff.
Final four of the best fictional character of all time, Darth Vader versus Robin Hood. Robin Hood's a dark horse.
Going with Vader, though.
Darth Vader.
Robin Hood couldn't choke you with just the Force.
Yeah, but Robin Hood can split that arrow. It's already sticking in the tree, you know.
But Darth would just stop it in the air.
I'm going to go Robin Hood.
Are you Vader? Okay, Vader moves on.
Oh, okay.
Scarlett Johansson versus what?
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh,
know where Dave's mind is?
I don't know.
Did they make her up? I didn't know they made her up.
They built her in a lab to be the perfect woman.
Scarlett O'Hara versus Sam from Lord of the Rings.
Sam.
I'll go Sam.
Sam.
Okay. What a strange final. Sam versus Darth Vader.
Sam.
Darth Vader.
Sam.
Darth Vader.
Oh.
Ah! Rachel stuck.
I gotta go Vader.
Boom. All right.
Sorry to the little guy.
All right. Versus no what's on the super.
I believe it's Rudolph, but let me double check here. Sweet 16.
Darth Vader versus Darth Rudolph. Yeah,
Rudolph is the best Christmas character.
Darth Vader
going to
take down Rudolph, Sam, and Robin Hood, Rudolph, and Sam in the same thing as Sherlock Holmes in the same day?
I'm going Vader.
I'm going Vader, too.
Me, too.
I'm going to Vader, yeah.
You
know how I feel about Rudolph.
Better fictional character, yeah.
Little punk.